I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hour number three of The Handle here on VSiN. Matt Brown, Mike Somich coming to you from Las Vegas on the desk together, feeling good, rocking and rolling. Game seven going on. So far, so good for you. With all of the not only just the singular bets, but
yeah,
might
price.
Be looking at some SGP action going on here as well.
The under still feeling pretty good. I would say Banchero rebounds looking pretty good. Mobley rebounds looking pretty good. We need Isaac to get out there and get a couple blocky blocks.
There it is. We're gonna keep this rocking and rolling. As we said, 43-27, 5:38 left in the second quarter. Donovan Mitchell really struggling out there. 2 of 10 from the field, 0 of 3 from downtown. He only has 10 points because he's 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Mm-hmm. So he's made all of that. 1 of 10 as a collective unit from 3 for the Cavs. On the other side of all of this, Paolo Banchero making himself known to the casual sports fan, because I bet a lot of people weren't watching Orlando Magic games throughout the course of the year, and you get a game, standalone game seven here. Paolo Banchero, so far, as you mentioned, they're still 5:27 off, 20 points, six boards, 2 assists, a steal, and a block already for Paolo Banchero.
In a game seven for a 20-year-old on the road.
Yeah.
Heck of a performance here in the first half from Banchero. And this is one of the reasons why if I'm Paul George, if I'm Klay Thompson, it'd be fun to come to this Orlando team. You've got a superstar young player. They need spacing. They need shooting. There are guys out there in the market that could do it. And hey, guess what? No state tax there either.
There you go. I mean, so if Donovan Mitchell can't turn it around, and if there's anyone that can turn it around quickly, it could be him. But if he can't turn it around, this could get ugly.
Yeah.
Because they don't have that secondary dude who can step up and score the 35. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have ancillary pieces on this team, but they don't have a situation like Dallas has, where if Luka happens to be off one night, well, Kyrie could go for 40 or 50 or whatever. Same and vice versa. They don't have that for this Cavs team.
No, they don't. Right now, in game, Cavs plus 10.5 if you want to get a piece of the Cavaliers.
Ooh.
Total sitting at 192.5. So it has crept up after that first quarter.
Tempting for you, is it?
I haven't fired yet.
Yeah.
I mean,
you probably don't need to.
But I don't feel like right now is the time. I want to see how the rest of this first half plays out. We'll reassess at halftime. But I the Magic are playing the way I expected the Magic to be able to play in this series.
Yeah.
And we're getting it here in game seven, not the game I expected. I thought we'd get it in game one, game two, or game five. But right now, 15-point lead here with about 5 minutes left in the first half.
That is, it's been an impressive performance so far from this Magic team. And in a series in which the knock on them was the inexperience. A lot of basketball left to be played, but this is on the road in a game seven, and they look unafraid.
They do. And that's what you want from a young team. You want them to come out and take your threes. They just hit another one. Now they're up 18 points. You want them to play inside themselves, not press, not force things. That's what this Magic offense is doing right now. And then Banchero, like you mentioned it, 26 and 2 already. He just looks like the star that I think I mean, we knew he was. Yeah. And I've watched quite a bit of this Magic team. I kind of like watching this Magic team. They go on these offensive droughts, and that's going to be the key for them. Can they stay away from having that offensive drought here in this game? If they do, they're going to win.
You can go over and go into the NBA tab. You can bet conference winner. You can also bet conference finals MVP. One of the other things that we talk about several times here, Mike, is the fact that there are alternate ways to kind of make the same bet, in our opinion. My take on this, I would like to get yours, is Knicks to win the Eastern Conference plus 320. Jalen Brunson to win Eastern Conference MVP plus 390. Is there any way in the world that the Knicks are going to win the conference without Jalen Brunson being Jalen Brunson? Wouldn't you just take the extra 70 cents and bet Jalen Brunson as opposed to taking the Knicks?
Yeah, no chance. There's no chance they win the conference if Brunson doesn't just go nuclear in both of these series that they've got coming up. And I think this is an interesting market here because I think it's pretty easy to say it's Celtics-Knicks, right?
Yeah,
I would be very surprised if you see the Pacers knock off the Knicks. I'd be very surprised if you see the Celtics lose to the Magic or the Cavaliers, whoever comes out of this series. So right there, you kind of have the free takeout because you can eliminate a lot of the players on this list. You've got Tatum there as a minus 130 favorite. I think that's logical. It makes sense. You've got
best player on the best team.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you got Jaylen Brown plus 700, Derek White 20-1. Those are the three players from Boston. If you want to take a piece of any of them that I think you can play. I don't have really much interest in Jaylen Brown. I respect his game quite a bit, but he's not the guy I want there sitting at plus 700. To me, it's Tatum at minus 130. Feels a little short.
Yeah.
Or it's Derek White at 20-1.
Yeah.
Those are the two guys that I'm interested in from Boston. I don't think the Knicks beat Boston, and so I wouldn't take Brunson, but I like your point where you take the better number. We talked about this with the player props. You shop inside even a single app to find the better bet. And in this case, it's a better bet to bet Jalen Brunson to win Eastern Conference Finals MVP than it is to bet the Knicks to win the Eastern Conference because one does not happen without the other.
Exactly. It's not like a team like the Celtics, right? Where there are multiple superstars, multiple dudes that could get it done. You are not advancing with the Knicks if Jalen Brunson doesn't have an amazing series. It's just not happening. I could point to the same and now they haven't even made it. They haven't even made it yet, but like I could almost make the same case for Paolo Banchero, right? Like if you liked the Magic, which we don't, but I mean, just saying, if you liked the Magic, right? The Magic are 28-1 to win the conference. Banchero's 90-1 to win Eastern Conference. They are not, if he doesn't do what he's doing tonight, I mean, in this game, this afternoon, if he doesn't do that, that's not happening. I would gladly take the 90-1 over the 28-1 on the Magic.
Yeah, to me, the two most interesting numbers to me on this board are Derek White 20-1 because I think he is someone who could win this MVP for a Boston team that does have quite a bit of depth. Porzingis at 45-1 would be interesting if Porzingis was fully healthy. We don't know what we're going to get from him, so I'm not going to play that number. Banchero at 90-1 would be the next one for me.
Yeah.
If they pull off the shocker over Boston, the narrative coming out of that series is going to be all about Banchero and what, because he is the one who's going to put this Magic team on his back and be able to win. And if they do go and win the Eastern Conference, there is zero chance this is Franz Wagner. There is zero chance this is anyone else on the Magic. It is Banchero who wins it. So I'm not going to throw this one in the account, but 90-1 on Banchero, also a very good price if you think that the Magic can actually win the West, East.
Over in the Western Conference, it's going to be no shocker. It's Nikola Jokic. He's the best player maybe in basketball, so he's certainly going to be the short shot here on the best team. Plus 220 for him. Anthony Edwards plus 290. SGA is plus 360. Luka plus 450. And then it really falls off a cliff here to Karl-Anthony Towns at 25, Jamal Murray at 30, et cetera, et cetera. So we are one game down in that series in which the Nuggets did lose. You still have Jokic as your favorite here, Mike. What do you make of these odds as they sit right now? You know, these are going to continue to change as these games progress.
This is a much more difficult market to attack in my mind, because unlike the East, where I think I'm confident when I'm saying it is Boston against the Knicks, any of these four teams could win the West.
Yeah.
They all have the talent to be able to do so. And yes, Jokic is phenomenal. Edwards is phenomenal. Gildas Alexander is phenomenal. Doncic is phenomenal. I would say Edwards is the only one that I would be 100% certain he wins it if his team wins.
And even then, if I told you Karl-Anthony Towns averaged 27-12 with a handful of assists over the course of a series, like you wouldn't be shocked if he did that. You know, like that's the other thing. So it's a lot less cut and dry, I think, than it is on the other side.
Because you look at like Jokic 220, okay. But Murray's 30-1.
Yeah.
We saw Murray hit two game winners against the Lakers. What if he does that? in the finals? Is there a world where Murray can kind of take this award away from Jokic? Mm-hmm. You look at Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Okay, what if Holmgren goes off? He's 100-1.
Yeah.
What if Williams has a huge series? He's 50-1. Like, and then the Kyrie and Luka thing. Luka plus 450, Kyrie 35-1.
Certainly not be that separation.
No,
between the two.
And that
definitely not the
that
separation.
That is why this market, I think, is much more difficult to attack. Is because not only do you have four teams that could win the conference, you have two players on each team that could also win this award. So it makes it much more difficult for me. I'm not a cat guy. I'm not going to play cat in this ever. I think it's Edwards or nobody. But for me, Kyrie at 35-1 is. He's that guy if I'm going to bet this market.
One of the interesting things is, because this used to not happen, guys, so it's like the reason I'm saying interesting. So used to be if a game like this was going off, they would pull all markets associated with these teams off the board.
Yeah.
Well, Eastern Conference winner is still up, right? And I have watched the Cavs go from 55 to 60 to 65 to now 75-1 to win the Eastern Conference based off of what's just happening on the screen right here in front of us. So the updating live on the Eastern Conference side right now.
What would you need for Cavs to win the East to put a bet in?
I mean, give
1,000-1?
Listen, if this thing gets to like 150-1, it's kind of like, I mean,
no.
I
would need more than that. I would need more than that.
150-1. It's kind of funny. So as far as the teams go on the West, it is still the favorite is the Nuggets. Again, despite the fact being down 0-1, plus 190 on them, plus 220 on the Wolves, plus 320 on the Thunder, and then plus 380 on the Mavs.
It's going to be interesting. Like I said, any of these four teams could win. Mm-hmm. The Mavs are plus. I would just take the longest price.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not overly confident that you're going to see Denver to be able to come back. I'd still like Denver in the series, but I'm not like running to the window to bet them. I like this Mavs team. Like what they have offensively. They've got two guys that can consistently score. They added size on the inside at the trade deadline, but a top five rebounding, a top five defensive team. And I would like the Nuggets if the Nuggets weren't the favorite. Does it feel like they should be the favorite down 1-0 right now?
I know. I think we look at this Nuggets squad, and I'm taking nothing away from this team, and I'm not overreacting. When it comes down to one game, you can go back and listen to our preview of the game yesterday where I said, I think that this Timberwolves team is an interesting matchup with the Nuggets, considering that they do have three legit bigs and three different dudes that they can rotate on to Nikola Jokic. So I'm not of the mindset that this is like, oh, the Nuggets, they'll figure it out and they'll just rebound. It's their series for sure. I think the Wolves, as I alluded to yesterday, are a pretty tough out for this Nuggets team, just the way that they match up. Now, the Nuggets are a much better matchup against the Thunder or Mavericks than they are the Timberwolves. So I think it's just this specific matchup in which I wonder, could this actually be the kryptonite for this team?
Well, let's say the Timberwolves get through. I think they're a bad matchup for the Thunder because the Thunder lack the size inside, right? And I think they're not. The Mavericks, I think, are about a coin flip, maybe a little worse than a coin flip against the Timberwolves. So again, if I'm betting right now, it's Magic plus, or it's Mavericks plus 380.
49-37, so a 12-point game here with 2:38 left in the second quarter. Banchero, 22 points, 7 boards, 2 assists, a steal, and a block in the first half right here on the other side. Donovan Mitchell, 3 of 12 right now, but has your 14 points because he's 8 of 8 from the line. There, Mike. When we come back, let's take a look at some baseball.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more,
Right now, you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Sumich on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You got a computer, you got a mobile phone, you got a tablet. Go in to your browser of choice, VSIN.com. It is our brand new website. You know what? Let's not call it brand new anymore, Mike. You know what we're going to call it? We're going to say new to you. It's not new to us, but it's probably new to you. So go out there and type it in and see what's going on over there. Yeah.
So you're able to go in, you're able to check it out on your phone, have a beautiful experience. You got the betting splits, you got the articles, you got the picks. It's everything you could want.
And listen, it is something of beauty whenever you pull it up on your phone and it just works properly. The navigation works properly. Everything is going on over there at VSiN.com. So please go take a look. 51-40 as we approach halftime here. So a little bit of life from the Cavs, a little bit of the let's not get run out of the building here at home coming from them. Donovan Mitchell, though, still struggling. That said, he's gotten to the line 10 times, so he's got 15 points in the game. We were joking at break, but it really is the case. If you had Caris LeVert as being the savior for the Cavs today, good on you. But Caris LeVert off the bench, 4 of 6, has 10 points and has really been the reason the Cavs are still in this thing.
It is. Right now we have 51, 43, 44.6 seconds left. You look at the scoring for this team, though. You've got LeVert with 8. You've got LeVert with 10, Merrill with 8. Then you got Mitchell with 15. No one else over 4 on this team. Yeah. They need to get some secondary scoring. Mobley get going. Struce right now minus 10 in the game. He's 0-for-2 from the field. Cavs are going to need to find some offense here in the second half. But again, these two teams picked it up a little bit from a scoring perspective as well. We're right back around that 195 total that we saw pregame.
Garland with 3 fouls in this one. Struce also with 3 fouls. So something to keep an eye on with that. Paolo Banchero, huge half for him, 24 points, 8 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block. So his point prop, if you guys remember, we were talking about it, was 25.5. He needs but one more bucket, and he is going to eclipse that in the first half.
Well, and we mentioned the rebound prop, 8.5 plus 130 to the over. He's got 8 in the first half.
So he won't get there in the first half, but I'm saying he's a heavy favorite to get there in the game.
We're minus 1,000 on both of those at least.
Yeah, so 24 points, 8 boards for him in the first half. We do go to halftime. 53-43, 10-point lead for the Magic. Real quick assessment here, Mike, as we move forward, heading into the second half. Guys, if you believe that regression either way is a real thing, the Cavs shot 2 of 11 from downtown. That's 18%. Donovan Mitchell missed every one of his, so just something to, if you do believe that turns around, maybe you want to be looking on at a Cavs side of things. But again, regression doesn't always happen in the middle of a game. So it might just be they're really bad from downtown today.
Well, and on the flip side of that, the Magic 7-for-16 from deep here in the first half. That is by far the best the Magic have shot on the road in the playoffs. Now, Banchero 2-for-4 from long range. You've got Carter 2-for-3 from long range. Suggs 1-for-4 from long range. So not a high volume, but they're hitting when they take them. They've been good shots. I've seen a couple. There's 1 or 2 heat checks there from Banchero, but I don't blame him right now. He's got to put this Magic team on his back if they want to get it through. He's got close to half the points for him.
Yeah, I would be tempted to play the Cavs in the second half, mainly because of what we just said. If you do believe regression is a real thing, you would take a little bit of positive from there and a little bit of negative on the other side of all of this. And while I do believe Banchero is going to continue to be able to get it done, is that going to be enough for the Magic just relying solely basically on Paolo Banchero? So I would lean a little bit more towards the Cavs, and maybe that's a bet I'd put in on the break.
Yeah, right now you can get plus 5.5 for the Cavs for the game. That's minus 105 over at DraftKings. And you get 91.5 the total right now, minus 110 to the under. For me, it'd be Cavs plus 5.5 for pass. Yeah. I wouldn't want to get in on the Magic here up 10. I think they've got a very good shot to win the basketball game, but you would expect you're going to see a little bit more closure there. And the key for the Magic here, they've got to not foul this Cavaliers team. Cleveland took 15 free throws in that first half. You mentioned Mitchell, 10-for-10. That's where he really got all of his points, got everything going. They have to play defense without fouling in the second half if they want to hold this lead.
Major League Baseball is underway. Top of the fourth inning, Rockies have a 3-0 lead on the Pirates here early. We were talking about some of these teams with early season success, Mike, and which ones were going to be likely to kind of fall off. We saw the Pirates that had a pretty good first month of the season. Now they find themselves at 15-19, four games under 500. So started to, of the teams we were going, is this sustainable or not? We were not really bought in on the Pirates, and it seems like that is at least coming to fruition here with this team.
Look, it was a great start for the Pirates. You got to be happy with what you were able to do. Mm-hmm. But you knew that they were coming back down to earth at some point. And you could see that in the market as well. It's to win the division, to be able to make the playoffs, still huge plus money numbers on the Pirates even after that start. And, you know, we're seeing the regression.
Yeah, and so over, we talked about that pitching matchup with the Tigers and the Yankees. Nestor Cortez winning that one right now over Tarik Skubal, which, by the way, was your Cy Young favorite heading into this game. He actually got dinged by Aaron Judge for a two-run shot in that one. So Aaron Judge with a homer. So it is 2-0 early in favor of the Yankees over there. But Nestor Cortez, 3 innings, 6 Ks for old Nasty Nestor going on right now. Hadn't seen old Nasty Nestor with 6 Ks through three in a while.
No, a very good pitcher at home. We've seen him be able to do this in Yankee Stadium before. The total right now sitting at 6.5 in-game, -135 when they've already got two on the board. So market expects these pitchers to keep it going.
0-0 Jays and Nationals, and that is actually delayed. So we'll see if they even get that one back going. Bottom of the third, Angels up 1-0 early on the Guardians. This is a, if you like runs, tune into the Mets and Rays. We're in the third inning. It's 3-2 over there already in favor of the Rays. Into the first, scoreless between the Red Sox and Twins, scoreless between the Mariners and Astros. We're in a rain delay in Kansas City as well, so something moving through over there. Scoreless White Sox and Cardinals, and the Brewers and Cubs just getting going here, Mike. This is an interesting one. I know you have a bet in.
Yeah, I do. I took the under 3.5 first five here. It's a pitching matchup, which I think it just tends to lend toward the under. We also have a 10-mile-per-hour wind blowing in at Wrigley. Mm-hmm. And Asad is one of the big kind of question marks here for the Cubs. Pitched phenomenal so far this season, but he doesn't go deep in games. That's why I didn't take the full game under here. He's consistently pitched between 5 and 6 innings for the Cubs. But to me, one of the big factors here, significantly better against right-handed batters than left-handed batters. 154 batting average against righties, 264 against lefties. This is a righty-heavy lineup for the Brewers, especially with their top-tier talent. Only really one switch hitter and one lefty that can really mash. So I thought there was a great matchup here for Asad against a Brewers team that's going to throw a lot of righties at him.
Yeah, it's this is one of those games where we're going to find out pretty soon whether Asad figured something out and he is just kind of bucking the trend, or if the regression monster is going to come get him. Because we talk about swinging strikes to strikeout rate, right? And one of those things is typically you need to miss bats. You're not always getting called strikes. You're not always getting foul balls. Like, you need to miss bats with pitches in order to be a high strikeout pitcher. He's got a 21.4% K rate right now, which is a career best for him, but only a 6.4% swinging strike, which is really, really off. Like, it's typically about double your swinging strikes is your K rate, and his is over triple. So again, maybe he's just figured something out, right? I mean, there's Greg Maddux wouldn't have had a high swinging strike rate back in the day. Greg Maddux just painted corners and stuff like that. So I'm not saying it's unsustainable for Asad, but the numbers typically, at least over the last 5-6 years or so, would say that there would be some regression coming his way.
You would expect there is. And he's never been a big K pitcher anyway. Yeah. He's got 27 Ks in 32 innings, so not a huge number there. But he's only, you know, his whip is sitting there right at one. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big part of this. He doesn't walk a lot of people either. So he's getting balls in play. He is generally about a 50-50 pitcher with the ground balls to fly balls. So you're not seeing a massive side either. He does have a 54 fly balls in the year, 34 ground balls. But that's a positive when the wind's blowing in at Wrigley. You don't mind giving up those fly balls because they're going to get held up in that wind. Hasn't given up more than 5 hits in any of his starts, but again, he doesn't go deep into games. He hasn't gotten to 6 innings in any game either. So not a player I want to back when I'm betting to win a game. I'm looking at first fives unders. I'm looking at first fives for the Cubs if I want to back him. And here you just got a good pitching matchup. I think the Brewers going to be able to shut down this Cubs offense as well. So I took the under first 5, 3.5.
Marlins and the A's coming to you in about an hour and a half. That is Joe Boyle for the A's and Sixto Sanchez for the Marlins. And the A's are -142 favorites in this thing. Sixto Sanchez, if you guys follow baseball, was a huge prospect about 4 years ago, threw triple digits as a starter. Then what we see so often, goes down, blows his arm out, comes back. Since he's been back, has not been good. So Marlins find themselves as underdogs in that one. Braves and Dodgers, could this be a preview of things down the line? Max Fried going up against James Paxton. Braves a big minus 155 favorite in that one on the road over the Dodgers, plus 130. If you think that they win. Orioles and Reds, we talked about this game a little bit earlier. Lodolo on the hill for the Reds is a minus 135 favorite over the Orioles. Padres and Diamondbacks, Matt Waldron versus Ryan Nelson. This is about a coin flip, 108 and 112. And then Sunday Night Baseball is the Giants and the Phillies. Logan Webb, Taijuan Walker, that one also about a coin flip as well.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Dodgers are floating up. Plus 135 seems like a nice price on them, especially for a Braves team that has not gotten the bats going. We saw the Dodgers win impressively last night. I also took a little bit of the Mariners today. They just went off right now. We're at the bottom of the first. Astros have one runner on. Bobby Miller taking on Hunter Brown for Houston. It's a Houston team that still has not figured it out. They're 21-12. You're able to get a little bit of plus money on the Mariners. I'm sure you can get plus money in game right now since there is a runner on and they're in the bottom of the first.
We'll come in. We'll check in on the NBA, see how the lines are looking as we move into the second half, and also get Mike's picks over at where we had. We're at a Gulfstream today. See if we can't get some winners in there on the card. Helped my bankroll out yesterday. It's looking pretty rough in my race book.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Sumage on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
We got a promo code. It's Handle, H-A-N-D-L-E. You can go into the website and pretty much type it in anywhere and you're going to get something. Like you get some sort of discount. Anywhere on the website, just go in, type in Handle. It's going to work for you. But this particular month, VSiN.com/subscribe, you type in Handle, and we're going to give you 14 months of VSiN Pro for just $199. That is 2 months for free there, Mike.
It is 426 days.
There it is.
Worth of VSiN Pro, just $199. And like Matt said, if you're typing in a code anywhere, on any website ever, just try Handle first.
426 H-A-N-D-L-E. Divided by 199. Wait, no, that would, it's 199 divided by 420.
We'll get there.
Divided by 426.
47 cents.
46.7 cents. 46.7 cents a day. That's it.
That's it.
So that's all.
Find two of these quarters.
Yeah, there it is.
In the couch every day and you're good.
Bam. Nailed it. So we have we not started back
We're
up yet. We are still at half. If you're wondering what the halftime line is 5.5 in favor of the Magic. 192 is your total. If you think the Cavs come all the way back to win it outright, you're getting 2-1. On your money. So we're 3 points off of where the total, the prevailing total. It got down to 195, but it was at 195.5 for a good bit of the morning. So we're 3 points off of that. And now we have flipped where Cavs go off as 3 point favorites, now sitting as 5.5 point live dogs.
Yeah, I'd like the Magic to win the game based off what we've seen, but the Cavaliers did make a push there later in the second quarter, down as many as 18 points there in the second quarter. I believe it was 47-29 at one point. So we saw a nice push to close out the half. The key here for the Magic, they cannot foul. They have to keep this Cavs team off the line. Cleveland not shot the ball well, especially from three. The Magic have put the three ball up and in quite effectively here so far in this game. The regression fear here, if you are a Magic backer, is that you've got one team shooting well, the Magic, who have not done so on the road all series, and you've got the Cavs who have not started to make them. If we see that flip, we could see a Cavaliers comeback.
Holy monkey, there is a NBA crunch time tab in which they have come up with live bets for things that happen in the last 3 minutes of regulation in the game.
Okay, throw some at me. Let's go.
Donovan Mitchell to make 3+ free throws in the final 3 minutes of regulation.
Ooh, see, I'm going to go with no because I think Orlando's up.
Banchero, 3+ free throws in the final 3 minutes of regulation.
What's the number?
2-1.
Yes.
See, Banchero, at least one three-pointer made in the final 3 minutes. That's 4.5-1.
See, I would go with the no there, so I'll pass on it.
If Donovan Mitchell gets hot in the final 3 minutes of the game, you need 7 points out of Donovan Mitchell, 15-1.
Yes. That's the right number there. Look, he's going to take every shot if they are
trailing,
down.
Yes. Yeah.
Every shot.
I mean, 15-1.
I don't hate it.
I mean, it's kind of one of these things where we just don't have these markets. So you see them pop up. I'm like, what in the world
that's
is NBA crunch time? Yeah. And like, I'm like, oh, they have made up all of these bets that you could just make for the last 3 minutes of the game.
I like it. I like it.
Mike, this, you know, sometimes I just still, I
you're amazed.
I don't know, because yeah, these markets didn't exist for so long, and then now we're not. We're finding new things.
This is also why we don't need over-unders on three-pointers from dudes at the end of the bench.
It is true.
We have
other markets we can bet for players that actually matter. I sat there and I told producer Steph, I was like, hey, I'm going to lay out after the read and then we're going to run a little bit. Here's the thing. I forgot that we were still at half and we needed to do that update before we got into what we were going with on Gulfstream today. So now we can play it.
All right, let's do it.
Want to bet the horses with Mike Somich?
When I bet on horses, I never lose. Why? I bet on all the horses.
It's time to pony up.
Giddy up.
Sometimes I'm good at this hosting thing. Sometimes I'm bad at it. I realized about halfway through us updating the basketball stuff that I'd said, hey, I'm just going to not talk after the read. And yeah, it is what it is.
That's one of your struggles. You know, don't like not talking.
Listen, sometimes I'm good at this. Sometimes I'm bad at this. I was bad at it right there.
Yeah, now we're 30 seconds
we'll
past the intro. Back. We still don't
have a horse. Peel the curtain back. I was bad at it. Whatever. We live and we learn. Yeah. We move on here. So yesterday, I told you guys not to go make a whole bunch of Kentucky Derby bets. I ended up not doing that myself. ROI of $0, which brings my Kentucky Derby lifetime ROI to negative infinity. Yep. I hate that race. You say it's a love hate. I actually just hate the race.
Hate
relationship there with that. But let's go to Gulfstream today. Maybe win some of this money back.
Yeah, you know the old proverb. Got to get right back on the horse, right? And here we are, getting right back on the horses. Let's head over to Gulfstream Park. Like a couple six horses today, we're going to start off with race number 7 with a name I think you're going to like.
All right.
Big Band Luzzy Ann.
Yes, I don't even have to look because I know already that is the best name in the field.
It's a strong, strong name here. Yeah. So Big Band Luzzy Ann, a horse that wants to go to the front. We've got no other speed in this spot. A turf course at Gulfstream that plays very, very well to speed. I think Big Band Luzzy Ann has a very good chance to be able to go gate to wire. Another reason I like this one, Fernando Abreu, one of the better trainers specifically at this later meet in Gulfstream after all the big trainers, Chad Brown, Todd Pletcher, everybody leaves. Abreu, very good. He claimed this horse for himself 2 races ago. So he decided to keep this or to buy this horse himself. He ran it back in a claimer last time. Now it's protected here. And it's going against State Bred Company for the first time. So give me the 6 Big Band Luzzy Ann 4-1 on the morning line, race number 7 at Gulfstream.
Let's head to race number 8. And we're going to go and we're going to win 2 of these things.
Yeah, we're double dipping on the 6 here. Another great name.
Mm-hmm.
Sin for a Season.
Again, that's why I didn't even, typically the whole time you're talking, I'm looking up the names for the race. I don't have to. Yeah. I already know.
This is a spot where we're winners of 1. So they've never won 2 races in their career. There's not a lot of good horses in this race. That's one of the key reasons I like Sin for a Season. Sin for a Season broke her maiden back in March of 2023. We have not seen her since. She's a 4-year-old coming back, running against a lot of 3-year-olds in this race. 4-year-olds at this point in the season, more further developed than 3-year-olds. So you've got an advantage right out of the gate there. But again, this just isn't that tough of a field. She ran an 58 buyer in her first race. No one's run a 70 in this field. So really not a great field overall. To me, this is a spot where Sin for the Season can come off the bench for trainer David Fox, who is 60% in these type of spots off the bench. Gets one of the top jockeys and Vasquez here as well. Love me the 7-2 price. I think it sets up perfectly for a horse like this to be able to run a good race and get the job done. So we're going to go with the 6 Big Band Luzzy Ann in the 7th at Gulfstream Park and the 6 Sin for a Season in the 8th at Gulfstream Park. And yes, I already popped a daily double into my account here. 6-6.
How is Big Band Louisiana not from Louisiana and is from Florida? How's this horse from Florida and not from Louisiana? I mean, it's Big Band Louisiana. I mean, this is I don't like this. Oh, by the way, something I didn't talk about at the top, which makes me feel even dumber. And maybe I should be blaming you and everyone else we had on the show for not pointing this out to me. But Mystic Dan, by the way, co-owned by a family from Shreveport, Louisiana. Who is from Shreveport, Louisiana? Oh, me. Would I have made a bet on a horse strictly based off the fact that the owners are from my hometown? Yes, I would have, because I don't do the research that you guys do. If you'd have just let me know, hey, you know who owns it? This is family from Shreveport, Louisiana. I then would have had the Kentucky Derby winner yesterday.
Yeah, so I talked about that race for, I don't know, 10 hours, 12 hours, probably, leading up to it. Ownership, hometown, not something that comes into the handicap.
I know.
Don't really bring that one up very often.
I'm sitting there and my friends are all going like, oh, I won. I'm like, how are all of you in this, my text chain? And people are going nuts about, oh, I can't believe we won. I'm like, well, how did y'all go? And then I get the article of co-owned by people from Shreveport, Louisiana.
This is where I'd be upset with your friends,
yeah.
Not me, because I've never picked the horse based on where the ownership group is from. They clearly, that's yes. Right down their alley yeah. Of how they're picking
the
racehorse. I'm
the only one that didn't win yesterday. They all won something yesterday. I'm the only one that didn't win. And I'm like, how did this happen? Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Probably there one of the worst feelings.
Yeah.
When like your entire group, everyone's going, like at the craps table, I always feel bad for the friend who's behind everybody when the table's going nuts and everyone else is just crushing it. And they're standing behind like, yay, free drink.
Yeah. Do we do the don't look now?
No, I don't want to look
right
now.
Don't look now. 57-53 in favor of the Magic. That is down to a 1.5 point live line in this one. And the Cavs just a buck plus $110 to win it outright.
Yeah, not super happy with the start here to the second half.
Yeah, this is a Cavs team that, like we said, maybe was in for some regression very early here to say that actually has set in, but we are at least seeing a little bit more spirited effort here out of this Cavs team to start that second half. Because if we were rating their performance in the first half, I mean, maybe not an F, because they did at least rally there towards the end, so they kind of maybe takes them out of failing, but certainly a D.
Oh yeah, D at the best. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was if you take away the free throws, it was an F rating.
Mm-hmm.
But they were able to get to the line enough to keep it a close game, keep it a 10-point game here. Now we're at just a 4-point game. McCarro headed to the line. He's already got 24. He's over his rebound prop now with 9 in the game. This feels like it's going to be one of those close games. The Cavs 10 points in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. That can't happen if you're Cleveland.
And like we said, if it's a high number. But Donovan Mitchell, we said, you're never going to miss out on this by lack of opportunity.
Yep.
Now, he might just be cold and you're not going to get to the 29 points you need to cover his point prop. He's actually cold and he's still going to get there because he's got 22 points already. He's put it up 17 times already, guys. He is going to shoot 30 times in this game, probably, if this game stays like this.
He is not being shy.
Yeah. So, again, needs but 7 points here over the rest of the game to cover his point prop. So, we knew he was going to get the minutes. We knew he was going to get the opportunities. And sure enough, that is what's going on right here. So 22 already for Donovan Mitchell. When we come back, we'll put a bow on this Sunday edition of The Handle.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you don't already have a DraftKings Sportsbook account, we got a deal for you. We're going to give you $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet just $5, but you got to use the promo code VSiN, V-S-I-N. So head on over there to DraftKings Sportsbook, download the app, make your deposit using the promo code VSiN, bet $5, and we'll give you $200 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. It's going to be a fun game. We thought maybe we'd get a run out instead. 61-57, just a 4-point game here. We have seen The Cavs outscore the Magic 14-8 so far here in the third quarter. Donovan Mitchell heating up just a little bit. Now he's up to 24 points. Banchero continues to do his thing. 25 points, 11 boards, 2 assists, 2 steals, and a block for him. The problem is right now for this Magic side, Mike, is just that he's not getting very much help from his teammates.
Yeah, we have different definitions of fun. I was enjoying this much more when it was 47-29 than I am right now, because that was a stone cold under, yeah. And the Magic were looking very good. Now we're teetering around the total, and Mitchell's just taking the game over. Yeah. And he's gonna put up 30 shots in this game. He's gonna get to the line 20 times, and I know you've got the player prop over points. He might get over the points and from the free throw line. Right. It is ridiculous how often he's getting there, and he's headed back to the free throw line out of this break as well, so he'll get 2 more shots.
Yeah, it's been, we can't even really say that it's been a sleepy effort in the second half from the Magic. It's just a deal where they're just not a high scoring team.
Yep.
So you kind of expect this every now and then from this team. They get by on defense, but when you play a guy that's as dynamic as Mitchell is at scoring, keeping him down the whole game is probably just not in the cards.
No, it's going to be tough to do. And he hasn't shot the ball particularly well. He's just 1-for-5 from 3. He's 7-for-18 overall, but he is 11-for-12 from the free throw line.
Right.
That's where he has barely been able to make his hay. And so, again, we talked about this at half. The key for this Magic team is to keep the Cavs off the free throw line. Make them make buckets. Make them make shots. It's obviously a lot easier to say than do.
Yes, no, absolutely. We'll keep you monitored here until we get out of here. Now just a 2-point game, 61-59, 6:50 left in the third quarter. Mariners up 2-0 early there on the Astros. We have Bryce Miller really good for this Mariners team so far. This Mariners team, under the radar, got a pretty good pitching staff. They also have a guy named Brian Wu who was injured to start the season, was going to be their 4th or 5th starter. Wasn't able to go. He's been on a rehab assignment down in AAA and has been tearing it up down in AAA. So now you're going to get some reinforcements in as well from this team. They're 18-15 right now, not really blowing anybody away. But I do think with the pitching that they're getting right now, you have to assume, we talk about the regression. We talk about kind of some regression stuff. Julio Rodriguez, he's got one homer. I mean, he's going to hit more homers, right? I mean, he's got one homer. This guy is going to hit. You think that that's going to kind of go their way? Mariners are interesting, specifically if the Astros continue to just kind of struggle along here.
The Mariners are a team that I liked coming into the season. I thought they had a shot to be able to win that division. I don't have a ton of love for the Astros. The A's and Angels don't feel like they're going to be long-term in the race, although A's are 17-17, playing .500 baseball. They must be excited about Las Vegas. The Rangers, not a team I'm in love with. It feels like the Mariners have the opportunity to win this division. We'll see if they're able to close it out, but they need to get the bats going. The pitching staff has been very good for them early on the season. The bats have not responded in the way they would like. Nice to see them up 2-0 early there. And then the Brewers Cubs under 3.5 first five right now at 0-0 bottom of the second. Peralta 2 Ks, 2 walks on that side, but we've seen Assad only give up one hit through 2 innings.
You sit here and you mentioned that AL West, and the reason that we were saying, man, this Astro team, we understand the talent they have, but if they dig themselves too big of a hole, it's going to be rough. And now you have the A's who aren't just walkover wins right now. This A's team is a little bit feisty. So you think, okay, well, they're certainly going to dig out a hole too, because they get to play the A's a ton. Well, like you mentioned, the A's are 500 right now. Now, is that going to continue? Probably not. But they've at least made it even tougher for this Astros team to climb out of the hole, because the A's are not just, again, they're not gimme wins anymore.
151 A's to win the division. Any interest?
I mean, I like the Mariners too much to kind of get there. And I understand that the Rangers are still going to be there. You know, I mean, whether the Rangers win it or not, I don't really know, but they're at least going to be in the mix. I don't think I think the Angels, you can kind of write them out. Yeah, I think you can kind of write them off. Astros, I expect them to play better. But again, they dug themselves in such a hole now at this point where they're 9 games under .500. And without the gimme wins, I don't know. I think the Mariners are a pretty interesting bet.
I'm never Astros in this division.
Yeah.
3-1 is not the right price for how they have played. Just 3-1 is not the right price.
Where's the pitching coming from? You
exactly.
know, like, where's it coming from?
It's not like Verlander's just going to all of a sudden become Verlander again from 2 years ago, right? To me, this is, you've got a poorly priced Astros team here. If you're telling me they're 10-1 right now, okay, let's talk about it, right? But 3-1 just feels way too short. Mariners plus +125, I don't think it's a terrible price to win the division, especially if you want to go in and play like one of those division parlays, right? And you find a couple teams that you like and able to juice it up. But plus +125, not a bad price on what I think they are better than the Rangers.
Yeah.
More than 25 cents better than the Rangers. And so the question is, do you believe the Astros can make this turnaround? They're only six games back. That's the one thing. They're 12 and 21, just six back. They could still make a run.
I forgot to text our people and ask who's going to turn left best today. I don't know about
Matt. You have one job.
I know. Kyle Larson. I mean, this must be one of those tracks that you can't pass anyone because he's plus 265 to win.
That's not great.
There's a guy who's a really big favorite here in this one. So I'm guessing this is one, if you're in front, you just kind of stay in front.
I don't mind missing it when it's plus 265.
Yeah. So Kyle Larson, your favorite over there. And that one, circling back to the NHL, where we do have our first puck drop coming to you in about an hour and 25 minutes. That's the Hurricanes and the Rangers, still sitting at that kind of coin flip-ish number, minus 105 and minus 115. 5.5 is our total here as we get this series going, Mike.
Yeah, and this line makes sense when you look at the series line, right? When you see Hurricane minus 160, Rangers plus 140 for the series, and the Rangers have home ice in game one, they're going to be a short dog. And that's right now what they are, minus 105 to the Hurricanes minus 115. I don't agree with the series price. Aaron Halterman came on earlier, said it's a coin flip series. I kind of agree with him there. I think there's some value on the Rangers at plus 140 in the series. And because of that, I also think there's value on the Rangers today, minus 105 at home. I think they should be the favorite in this game. I think they should probably be minus 120, Canes plus 100, somewhere in that range. So I have a Rangers ticket in here, minus 105. I also like the under in this game, minus 122 for under 5.5. The under first period, I think, has gotten away from us a little bit, minus 135. But I do like the under for the full game and the Rangers in this spot.
There it is. If you had any Paulo Banchero props, good on you. They are now home. 28 points for him. Clears his 25.5 number already to 10 boards. Double-double also hit for you already here in the third quarter if you had that for Paulo Banchero. So good on you there. We said Spider Mitchell was going to be able to get his one way, shape, or form. Already up to 28 points. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he scores one more point the rest of this game. So you can go ahead and count that as a winner as well. He has gotten to the line 12 times so far.
I would say, Adam, as an official sweat, under and Mitchell 40 points. 100% in play for him right now.
Yes. 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 It is. Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
$10 for five figures, I think he said.
Yeah, okay. Well,
good luck, Adam.
Now we've got, he could very well get to 40.
Yeah, and the under right now, it's teetering. It's right around where the total is. You'd expect the fourth quarter going to be the slowest, lowest scoring quarter because of what we've seen in game sevens from the past. He's going to need that, and he's going to need some spider points.
I like this a lot. Man, this is a fun sweat.
A little fun
for us here. Okay, over on the ice, we do have big game seven, Mike. Golden Knights, Dallas Stars. Minus 148 on the Stars at home, plus 124. Knights on the road, 5.5 is your total.
Yeah, for me, it's Dallas or pass here. You mentioned plus 110 in regulation. I like that way to attack it. Dallas has outplayed the Golden Knights five of these six games. The game six, the Vegas Golden Knights did play better than the Dallas Stars. Now we're going home for game seven. I think the Stars bring out their best effort here. I took under 5.5 when that was sitting at minus 125. I played under first period 1.5 at 120. I still think they're both playable, but there is not as much of an edge when we're sitting at the current numbers here. Minus 140 for that under first period 1.5, minus 135 for the total. We're teetering on the edge of where I would get involved in those numbers. So at this point, I still like both the unders, but I expect we're going to see these become juicier as we get closer to puck drop.
Cash the Donovan Mitchell tickets up to 30 points here with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the third quarter. Yeah, well on his way to a 40 burger for sure. We're heading to Gulfstream today, races 7 and 8.
Yeah, we are. We're going to take the 6 horse in both of those races. Make it easy. We're going to take the 6 Big Band, Louisiane, in the 7th race, and then in the 8th race, the 6 Sin for a Season. Big Band Louisiane, 4-1 on the morning line. Sin for a Season, 7-2. I already played the daily double in my account, Matt.
Let's try and win some of this back. So I'm going to go, all right, so we're winning the 6 horse. Six horse, race 7, race 8 over at Gulfstream.
And looks like we are going to have the first Cavaliers lead of this game. Well, since early in the first quarter here, as LeVert steps the line, tied at 64, 3 minutes and 39 seconds left in the third quarter.
Suggs, 2 of 10.
Not good.
Wagner, 1 of 9.
Not good.
Harris, 1 of 3. It's all Banchero and nobody else. And you do wonder, if this continues here, maybe it's time to jump in on the Cavs now if you want to get in this game. But we will at least have a fun rest of this quarter anyway, and we'll see how things go.
I'm not having
from
fun
there. Good, happy flight back for you, my friend. I know you got a pick of the litter for the seats in the rows over there on Southwest. And guys, good luck on all your bets here on a Sunday.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.